Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled Christ's Blaze.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to light a fire on the earth. How I wish the blaze were ignited. I have a baptism to receive. What an anguish I feel till it is over. Do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? I assure you the contrary is true. I have come for division. From now on, a household of five will be divided 3 against 2. And 2 against 3. Father will be split against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law against mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. When I read today's Gospels, all I could think was, oh my. What a time to read this passage. It seems like the whole world can relate to these words. From the blaze of wildfires in Australia and the Western United States, to the anger and division of people over racial hatred, over how to handle COVID, over politics, over economic crisis, over despair and frustration. And yet the gospel is the good news, right? So we are called to look at today's good news, not in the despair and frustration of how the world views, but how God continuously loves us. In the horror and destruction of wildfires, we see that they sweep across the land. They make no distinction on what they consume. They cover the land. That's what the world sees. But what if we could show the world what Christ was seeing? Not a physical fire of destruction, but a blaze igniting the whole world with his word, with his gospel message of love, forgiveness, and mercy to all. A fire that consumes evil because it is igniting all hearts. It would, like a wildfire, make no distinction, but reach all hearts and clear away their hardness. Wouldn't that end all division? But then we come to the second part of the reading. "Do you think I have come to establish peace on earth? I assure you, the contrary is true. I have come for division." Wouldn't Christ's message of love and mercy bring healing instead of division? Of course it would, if people were able to change their mindset, to look at the world in a different way. Since the beginning of Christ's coming to earth, his word has caused division because he calls us to a radical way of thinking, a radical way of looking at the world in which we exist. To eat with sinners, to pick grain on the Sabbath, to touch a leper, to raise the dead. And yet early Christians were able to set on blaze across the world. They were able to lead many to Christ, to call many to this radical way of viewing the world. From the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 46 to 7, we read, "They went as a body to the temple every day, but met in their houses for the breaking of the bread. They shared their food gladly and generously. They praised God and were looked up to by everyone. Day by day, the Lord added to their community those destined to be saved." How did those early Christians do it? They did it by living Christ's gospel message in a world that was contrary to the gospel. And yet, they were looked up to. What is holding us back? Do we dare to say Christ's message and word out loud? What's the worst it could do? Cause division? The division is already there. What can heal division is Christ. For more people to come to the radical understanding of the world where God is in control, of a world where God is who we trust, where we treat others as if they really are an image of God. In Christ's Sermon on the Mount, he gave us a path to living the gospel. the Beatitudes, a beautiful example of how to live Christ's radical way of life in a world that lives contrary to the gospel. The world sees possessions as everything. Christ says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, who aren't owned by their possessions, but use them for the good of all, who trust in the Lord." The world says, "Power is everything." And Christ says, "Blessed are the meek." The world says, "Get revenge and then you will get justice." But the Lord says, "Blessed are those who give mercy." The world says, "Grab as much happiness as you can, even at the expense of others." And Christ says, "Blessed are you who mourn, who allow yourselves to feel sorrow." I've just used a few examples of the Beatitudes, and I'm sure as you read and reread them, you will find more examples of living the gospel. To eat with sinners, to pick grain on the Sabbath, to touch a leper, to raise the dead. All radical ideas, ideas that cause division, but ideas and actions that open hearts to become closer to the mind of God, to understand his love for us. Just think what a blaze of wildfire of these radical ideas could do. To change the world one heart at a time. To use the Beatitudes as a way of life every single day. Can we start with our heart and be brave enough to share that change with others? Surely then, the blaze of Christ envisioned will cover the earth.